This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes I gotta go to Wilcox, Arizona. You know, and from our home near the banks of the Ojolote, once I hit the blacktop, you can turn right for a not-so-scenic but short trip to Wilcox, Arizona. Or I could turn left for a scenic and longer trip to Wilcox, Arizona. It's a no-brainer. Scenic and long. And maybe, well, not maybe, there's always a stop or two. Always a stop or two along the way. Grab the binoculars and glass and eagle. Photograph roadside flowers. Urge a snake off the road. It's a great drive that takes me through the community of Dos Cabezas. And then from there, you descend pell-mell to the flats in Wilcox, Arizona. So recently I was in Wilcox for groceries and animal feed, right? And then after those chores, I was leaving, and you can bet I was going home the long way. But I saw a splash of yellow out the truck window. Big splashes of green and yellow, thick patches of green and yellow. So I pulled over. "Is that jackass clover?" I said to no one in the truck. I got out and walked over to a marvelous patch of jackass clover. Botanical name? Wislizinia refracta. Wislizinia in honor of Frederick Adolf Wislizinus, plant collector of the 1800s. Refracta, the specific epithet. If you look it up, it'll say broken, but no, not broken. Bent sharply, and refers to the reflex seed pods. Reflex means the seed pods point downward from the stem, so they are bent sharply. Oh, bent sharply sounds like the name of a country musician. Bent sharply. Is hit the prism of love. Anyway, I love the common name jackass. You know I do. And it's not, the leaves are trifoliate, so it looks clover-like, right? But it's not clover, you jackass. And the clusters of yellow flowers are so bright, they've got these exerted stamens, six exerted stamens on this ill-smelling, the foliage is sort of stinky, weedy annual native, and it likes the sandy roadsides outside Wilcox at the end of summer. Jackass clover, it's in the Cleome family, Cleomaceae. And speaking of that family, when I'm not cruising to and from Wilcox, Arizona, you can find me walking along the riparian corridor by our home. And in some of the sandy areas, I recently saw and photographed a plant called clammy weed, or botanical Polynesia dodecandra, a very sticky and smelly foliaged annual. Beautiful white flowers with long, I'm talking long, purple stamens. Yeah, they are exerted. Those purple exerted stamens are in various links. So it's very cool. The name Polynesia refers to many unequal stamens. Dodecandra, the specific epithet, means 12 men. There are 12 men in this flower. Well, that means 12 stamen, but there are always more. How about 10 to 20, 25, 30? In various links. Oh, man, I like this weird, sticky, clammy weed. And it used to be in the caper family, but it's in the Cleomaceae, too. I think I already said that. Jackass clover and clammy weed. I don't think you're going to find them in nurseries. Maybe in a seed mix. Maybe in a seed mix from some lunatic seed maker. Anyway, you can find it in the mid-elevations of the borderlands. So guess you got to go out and look. It's fall, my friends. It's fall, and it's a great time to be exploring the borderlands because the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.